I'm very, very, very happy to introduce you to Robert Power, aka Bobby, who has worked, I think, in media. He's going to describe it himself a little bit later, but he's worked in media, and I think he's originally from Limerick. Is that right?
Waterford.
Oh my God.
Waterford, yeah.
A son of Waterford. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you do.
What I do, my background, born and raised in Waterford, moved to Limerick about 30 years ago. Obviously, I'm very old. Worked in media for a number of years. I was the sales manager in the Limerick Leader. I then went working with Hopkins Communications in Cork. And then Fáilte Ireland announced the opening of the Wild Atlantic Way in 2014. So I set up a magazine for that. So 7 years later, we have seven Go Wild titles, and we're launching number 8 currently right now.
What's number 8?
Number 8 is Go Wild Design Ireland. So it's going to feature all of the designers and crafters, the people who are all working hard, really, really hard right now online. Their doors are still open. The front door might be closed, but they're still working. It's great.
And what made you come up with that?
I was chatting with the team. We were kind of saying, we're waiting on a Wild Atlantic Way, we're waiting on an Ancient East, we're waiting on Dublin, we're waiting on Northern Ireland. So let's just do something different that we haven't done before. So Go Wild Design Ireland was created.
I want to give people a little bit of background. So we were connected. I think I had done another podcast with Gillian, and she had featured in your A Day in the Life series in the Go Wild magazine.
Yes.
And then we had spoken, and then I ended up doing it, which I loved. Mine wasn't the most motivational.
So did the readers. They loved it too, yeah.
Really?
We're getting tremendous, fabulous responses to the A Day in the Life interviews. One person, I won't mention her name because she'd get highly embarrassed, but she's currently on 7,200 views on LinkedIn.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's like, it's mad. Yeah. But it was a project that I decided to do back in September to re-engage with clients and to introduce new people, new entrepreneurs into the world of business. I have good connections on Instagram and LinkedIn and all of the others. So
you're the best connected man in Ireland.
I know, really, but I thought, why not give back? Why not just spend some time doing, you know, obviously we stopped publishing in August. So I just said, right, let's just do this. Let's just spend some time doing a day in the life. And just, I came up with 8 questions that were really easy, right? And people loved them. So we don't change the questions. I've been asked to change the questions a few times. I said, no, there are 8 questions that people love. And we're all nosy. We're Irish. We're a little bit nosy. And we want to just a little snippet into someone's life, you know. We want to find out. So, but I found out some great information. I mean, I've discovered places in Ireland I never knew existed. Mm. You know, people's favorite holiday resorts, where they go, what they do. It's great, you know. People's reason when they get up in the morning, how to motivate themselves. Fantastic.
I found that question the hardest because as I was saying that, like, we'd met through that, and I mean, like, you were such a great help. You reached out to me when my mom and everything was sick, and so I really appreciated that. And it's funny because when we spoke first, and it's just the power of networking and reaching out to people.
Yeah.
And not networking, and I think, like, viewers are going to get a lot of this a lot from you. It's you, when you, we first spoke, you were saying to me, like, you know, what can I do for you? Like, can I help you in any way? That you knew that the business was new, that, like, I had a bit of, like, you know, trauma or, I don't know, challenges over the last year. And you were just like, where can I help? And that was just so lovely.
But it is the key, though, because if we all did it, if we all just said, you know, look, I was chatting with a friend of mine last night from Ashford Castle, Paula, and we were just having a quick chat. And I just said to her, Paula, I try to reach out to one person every day. If I can help one person every day.
Yeah.
Just one. Just find, you know, just that one person. Say, look, what can I do for you? Yesterday, it was a guy in Snow Cabins, Matthew, right? I just rang him up and said, hi, Matthew, I love the idea. He did a post somewhere. I saw it somewhere. Thought, great idea, Snow Cabins, just a different kind of a holiday. I said, do you want some PR? And he went, yeah, great. So yeah, we gave him some PR.
Now, no, it's, you know, so
he,
good.
He shared that. So everybody benefits. I get a bit of a buzz out of it. He's getting a buzz out of it.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for it. I remember writing something last year on, I don't know if you're familiar with this, the halo effect. And when I was like going through my worst time last year, what helped me was volunteering, you know, and giving back, because it just also gave me a sense of perspective, you know, because you can kind of almost get weighed down or muddied in your own kind of shite.
You can, but I actually love that in your interview, that the people who you mentioned that you volunteered with, and then I saw the comments later on, they all came back and they were all like overwhelmed that you mentioned them. You didn't just focus on you, you focused on the work that they do as well. And that was beautiful, because that's what's important. That's the key. It's not about us. I mean, you know, Bobby Power, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. You know, I just, you know, my daughter used to refuse to walk downtown with me years ago in Limerick, because she'd never get to the end of the street. So I'd be talking to everybody. But that's who I am. That's what we do. Yeah. So,
do you think that's why you're so successful in sales?
Yes, I sell the Irish way.
Yeah. And what's that?
The Irish way is sold with charm, friendliness, honesty, and belief. As a nation, we're probably the best in the planet at selling. Irish people can sell all over the world. I mean, my daughter's best friend in Canada is doing, he's extremely successful, just bought a brand new house for $1 million Canadian, but he's a sales guy, and he is cleaning up, because they just love the Irish accent. They love him, and they love his, the way that he does it, you know. And that's what makes the Irish unique. We are a unique race, because we care about people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I'm currently writing a book called How to Sell the Irish Way.
Oh, I was literally just about to say to you, you need to write a book.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it, yeah. It's on the cards. I just have to try and find time to.
Yeah, you should definitely make time, because I would read it.
There's a few chapters done. Hopefully it'll be about 20, 25 chapters. There's a few done. I have more to do, but I need to be in the, I need to have the time to do it. Right now I have magazines to get ready and stuff to do and get prepared for, and, you know, so look, it's busy, but yeah, look, the book is coming out, hopefully, maybe this time next year.
Yeah.
But it'll be good.
Well, you'll have to come back on. You'll have to come back on when it's out. One of the things I was going to ask you, and I suppose because my field is recruitment, when I first went into it, and I said this in the interview for The Day in the Life, I didn't realize recruitment was sales. So when they were, I thought I was just helping people, you know, get jobs, and then you get a target. Yeah. And all of these different things, and I'm like, hang on, did I sign up for this? Because I come straight from Emirates working as a flight attendant, and came home, my nana wasn't well, so like I was looking after her, and then went in a temporary contract, and I didn't know anything about sales techniques, if you know what I mean. I just knew how to talk to people.
But okay, everybody sells, right? Every day when you want to get your own way, you sell. If you want to get your own way with your mom, you can say, ah, mom, but look, if I do this and do that, but you're selling to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go down to the butcher's selling to you. You know, it's all, we sell every day. We sell something every day to each other. Okay?
Yeah.
So when you got into recruitment, yes, you were going to get into sales, because your personality, you're successful at recruitment because of your personality, not because of the commissions or the way you get someone a job. People are trusting you to find them the employee.
Mm-hmm.
That's selling.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting as well, though, for me, communication is a big thing. And I found that with you, because you, like you said, that Irish people are nosy. We ask questions, but we ask questions to find out. And I think that that's a key part, because I was always conversational. Even when if I'm talking to a candidate, I spoke to a guy in the States yesterday. So it's like an account executive tech sales role. He didn't feel that I was interviewing him. But when I sold him to the client, when I spoke to the client and I told him all these things and then relayed it, he was like, how did you get all of that? out of the conversation, because I'm not asking, like, you know, about the specific figures.
Yeah,
the I'm trying to find out.
Stereotypical question, yeah. But you see, you're a brand, you're a relationship builder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've built a relationship even since you did the interview. We're having a chat, we're having catch-ups, and we're having, you know. So you're a relationship builder. I would hire relationship builders all day, every day, because that's who you want to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first person that rings me and kind of goes, hi, I want to sell you something. I go, forget it. You didn't ask me the question, how am I? You try to sell me something. You know, people on LinkedIn do it the whole time. They're trying to sell immediately. The minute they connect, they're trying to sell you something. They don't say, well, how's business? You know, so this is why, and this is why the A Day in the Life took off on LinkedIn especially. I'm not talking about me at all. I'm talking about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And people like that. They like the fact that they can snip it on someone for 10 minutes, peek in, have a look, get a bit of info, move out. It's the way of the world.
So there's some questions on your day in the life. And I know that we were talking about, let me go to this first, actually. We're talking about sales. Have you, what was your biggest lesson in sales, or your biggest like mistake? Because I know people look at you and you are a natural salesperson, but there's a lot of, like, I suppose, not young, but, like, you know, kind of people starting out in a sales career. Like, what would you kind of say to them that your biggest mistake and how you fixed it?
My biggest mistake, I've made a lot of big mistakes. I failed very successfully in the past. Okay.
Failing successfully.
Yeah, I did TeleSanta 30 years ago, which was Santa by satellite. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was going through a breakup with my ex-first wife, and I did a project that I thought would work. Okay, I did it over 2 weeks in Christmas, and I actually, funnily enough, Brendan O'Carroll actually played Santa for 2 hours. There you go. All right, but it was live on video, so the child came in, they sat in a hut downstairs in the shopping center, and the crew were upstairs, and basically you spoke to Santa live on TV. This was 30 years ago, before the whole technological world came about, so it was much harder to do it, and I lost a fortune, but it was worth losing it, because I learned a lot from it. I lost a lot of money, but it taught me a lot of lessons. And on the final day, we had one little kid came in with her parents. And the parents said, look, there's no point in putting her in because she hasn't spoken to us. She had some form of autism. She hasn't spoken to us for quite a number of months. And I said, look, put her in anyway. You know, just give her a free video, right? So she went in, the screen was blank, and I pressed the button to let Santa know there was someone there. And he pressed the on button upstairs, and the minute he came on screen, she spoke for 12 minutes.
Oh my.
So yeah, so I lost a few quid, so what?
Yeah.
But her dad said, I made her Christmas, so there you go.
Yeah, and you get the lessons out of it, because I'd written something on that, and it's really interesting that you say that. I'm going to definitely borrow it from you, failing successfully, because I think successful people have a different relationship with failure. It's like, yes. It's a step closer on a journey.
It's a part of the process. The guy who set up McDonald's, yeah? And we've all been to McDonald's, yeah? He failed 9 times. And he went back to his bank manager on 9 occasions, and his bank manager backed him again.
Mm.
Yeah. So the bank manager did quite well in the end. But I mean, you know, that was the ultimate faith, to go and say, yeah, keep going. You know, so he did it, but you've got to fail, and you've got to fail so that you learn. You know, you got to look back and kind of go, yeah, the lesson's there. Okay, we don't do it at the time because it's, you know, I failed. But when you look back, you kind of go, yeah, you know. But I've had the highs, I've had the lows, I've had both sides of the coin. You know, when I got into advertising by accident, I needed to make some money. And I went to a guy in a newspaper and said, look, if you employ me, I'll be the best sales guy here. I hadn't a clue that I would be.
You needed to be.
I needed to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to me this year. Like, I needed this podcast to be successful. I needed, like, I had no other option out of what happened, say, in 2020 than to, like, strangle the good out of it. So it was like, okay, there's...
Yeah.
there were so many different things that were happening that were outside of my control with the pandemic and like other stuff. And it was like, I need to look at this, take the lesson, go through whatever process it is, because it's almost like a grief. And then it's like, and then move on and do it like, with like no hard feelings, because that only for me, and I'm like, I'd love to get your opinion on this. I think if you have like bitterness or something towards someone who's done something to you, or it actually hinders you as opposed to having any effect on the person who's done something. So I try and just go,
yes,
I forgive you. Correct. I wish you the best.
You are correct. But what you have to do, and I think, you know, and look, I mean, I know I don't look it, but I am much older than I look. But when you surround yourself with people, 50% of them are probably negative, okay? And 50% of them are positive. Try and work with the 50% who are positive, okay? Let the negative people just slip away. They come into my life all the time, but I know they're negative, and after a while, they'll disappear.
Well, that was one of the things, one of the questions back to the day in the life, one of the questions you had on it was, what advice would you give to entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs? And mine was protect your circle, because I sometimes, and I had this conversation with a family member who's living in Canada and he's setting up a business and all this, and I was like, we have a tendency to judge other people by our own standards, and that's how you can get blindsided. Do you know, like, where we'll have an expectation of, well, I wouldn't do that, so how did they do this to me? You know, and whether that's in work or a business deal or your personal life. Whereas for me, it's like, if you can, like, it doesn't matter that your circle's small. It's like, if you need to protect your energy. And that's what 2020 taught me, because like, if I'm like empathetic, if someone's negative, it drags me down. Like, it takes like the wind out of my sails. So I need to be just like, no, I'm just going to cut you off.
Yeah, but you do. But you see, I mean, people, they don't always mean to, you know, interrupt your flow, right? But they will. So you just have to kind of say, yeah, look, you know, carry on, off you go, bye-bye. You know, and work with people who encourage you, who inspire you, who make you do stuff that you know you can achieve. Because some people can just see that in you. They can see the positivity. They can see the effort you're putting in. And they'll support you. They'll give you the backing. They'll, you know, throw you a lifeline. You kind of go, granddad, hang on to that. But negative people just, you know, look, life is life. I'm lucky that, you know, lockdown has been great for me, because I didn't like that many people. I'm only joking. But I mean, look, you know, life is life, and we need to work with very positive people. We need to surround ourselves with good energy, okay? And people who are negative, just let them, you know, just let them go. You don't have to hang on to them.
Yeah, and you don't need to cut them out in like, and I think
anger.
It's just more just like,
they can stay on the periphery, but they don't have to be involved.
Yeah.
You know.
No, 100%.
As you said, keep your circle tight. Yeah.
Yeah. And so how many would you, because my circle reduced, like, when I say dramatically, like, I mean, I think, God, I can't even put numbers on it. But I suppose it was too wide initially. Anyway, you know, before 2020, and I've had this conversation with candidates, you know, who are going for jobs, and they're like, well, you know, my family have said this, or a friend has said this to me, you know, don't go for that. And I'm like, they're not, like, you can get an opinion from somebody, but I'd be very careful who I get the opinions from.
Yes, that's the thing. You see, some people will give you an opinion because it may be in their interests, or maybe against their interests. So they're not really giving you an honest opinion. You know, sometimes my advice to somebody is, if you think you've got a new project, go for it. Just don't listen to anybody. Go for it. So what if you fail?
Yeah.
You're going to learn. You're going to learn a lot. But if you go for it, I mean, too many people stall and kind of go, oh, I'm not sure. And maybe it'll work. And maybe it won't. You know, just go for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on something at the moment, and it's to do with diversity. And I was talking to a friend of mine, the one person who I would actually speak to about these things, because he isn't afraid to go, oh, you know, maybe not. Like, he's not a yes person, if that makes sense. Like, and I was talking to him about this project, and he's just like, you know the answer to this already. you know, just like back yourself. Yeah, and I think everyone needs a friend like that.
They do. I mean, I have, you know, I believe in keeping, I have a very few close friends, right? One very good friend. But I've had a huge amount of acquaintances, okay? And that's the key. But, you know, our good friends, we go to and say, okay, look, you know, tell me, am I cracked? If I'm cracked, fair enough. If I've lost this, great, right? But do you think this is worth doing? And they just go, yeah. And it's quite funny because actually my best friend, Tommy Redmond, said to me that when I was talking about starting a project, as in the magazines, he said, Bob, you had been talking about it 5 years beforehand. You just didn't hear yourself talking about it. But I heard you. So I'd been talking about, oh yeah, someday I'd love to do a magazine. I was in newspapers, so it was an obvious way to go. But I had had a discussion with Tommy about, oh yeah, someday I'm going to set up my own magazine, you know. But never did it. Never did anything about it. Went, you know, and then one day, boom, stopped. And then Tommy went, yeah, you've been talking about it for years. I went, I didn't know I was.
Like, was I?
Yeah. So that's the key, you know. So sometimes the idea is in our head already. And that's why I say to people, just go for it.
And that would be your advice if somebody was like, because yeah. I think the COVID has been like a double-edged sword. So it's like we're like kind of time rich at the moment. So like, what would you say to somebody who is like maybe coming up with a business idea or?
If they're coming up with a business idea, yeah, they should go to Leo because Leo is set up for that. It's the enterprise board, right? Okay. They should go to the bank, get good advice from the bank. They don't have to follow the advice, right? Losing money with the bank, it's not their money. So, you know, never use your own money. Use the bank.
Really?
Yeah, you never use your own money in business. Oh. That's your personal money.
Let me write that down.
A business is a third-party enterprise. So it's the alter ego of you. Okay? So let's just say that... you're talking to me right now, but I'm talking to the person. But the person running the business is a different person. Yeah? They're the business person. Different person. So the business person sits in front of the bank manager and makes and has a business conversation. The personal person will go to the credit union and have a chat. That's probably the difference. Yeah? So you have to think as the business is, you're a director of a business. So it's a position that you're personally taking on. So if it fails, you haven't failed as a person, you failed in business. Big difference.
That was a huge lesson, actually. It's funny that you say that. That was a big lesson. And I'd written a blog on this as well, is that, like, you know, you're not your job, and that we need to kind of make sure to separate the professional and the personal, because then when something, which is what happened to me, goes wrong in the professional, it almost bleeds into your value.
Personal life, yeah. And it shouldn't. I mean, you know, if Go Wild went crazy, went closed tomorrow, I go grand.
Yeah, you're
fine.
Still Bobby.
I'm still me.
Yeah, that was a big lesson for me this year, though. And I think that's why, like, I'm not glad that certain things happen, but I'm also glad, I'm grateful for the lesson, you know, of, like, the separation of that. And that advice is really good, I think, for anybody who's starting out, because I didn't know that like, you know, you're separate to your business, and to that if somebody gives you advice, I should be writing this down, Bobby, that if somebody gives you advice, you don't have to take it.
I suppose for a young entrepreneur out there today going to the bank for a bank loan, okay, a guy that I worked with many years ago, and it wasn't in advertising, said to me, Bob, you should always, when you're approaching a bank manager, imagine, he said, that they're sitting behind the desk wearing short pants. It kills the nerves. Now, I know that on Zoom today, that can be the case, as in they've got a jacket on, but they've got, you know. But when you walk into a bank, you're full of nerves. You're going in because you want a business loan, and you're like, you know, it means the world to you. And when you get in front of the bank manager, you're probably very nervous, probably, you know, breaking it in a way. But if you can get a mental picture in your head that he's sitting behind the desk in short pants, you'll chill and you'll relax.
I'm going to use that one. And then, so what would be your advice for somebody, like for anybody who's like watching this, if they're setting up something, you know, and I suppose, like, maybe you answered this a little bit, but the fear of what other people will say, you know, like in relation to what you do and what you don't do.
Everybody has an opinion. You don't have to take the opinions, but everybody has one. Everybody will give you one, right? But you don't have, I mean, your own opinion is you believe in you first. If you don't do the business. You're going to fail. If you don't believe in you, I mean, I've created 7 magazines in 7 years when the industry is spiraling downwards, right? So I'm, you know, but like, if I was to listen to people, I was asked once, do I have competition? And I said, I have no idea. I didn't do any research. Because if I did, I might follow the path they're on. And that wouldn't be my path.
Yeah.
So you don't listen, you know, you don't have to listen to people. You take advice from people who can well advise you, but you don't have to listen. Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone says, oh, well, I wouldn't start a business like that now. Oh, Jesus, no.
Why? They probably never started a business yet. I always think that like advice is good for me. I mean, like, even if it's like unsolicited, but it's just a different perspective. So it's like I can look at it and go, okay, I kind of didn't see it like that, but I can also completely disregard it and move on, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people who are hugely successful, right? I'm just going to pick, let me see, just a fish and chip shop. Just if someone in, you know, some part of the country wants to set up a fish and chip shop, go to the guy who has the best fish and chip shop and say, hi, can I buy you a coffee? Because I want to do exactly what you're doing. And the guy will probably say, yeah, I'll have a coffee, and I'll tell you. And you might learn more in that €3 coffee than if you went on a €3,000 course.
So with that then, because I think people will be afraid, I would be afraid, I don't want to speak for people. I think I would be afraid that it would look like I was trying to steal their idea or being like...
What's the idea about fish and chips?
Of business. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at all the businesses that are out there, I mean, you know, there are a lot of tailors in Ireland. There's a lot of shops in Ireland. There's a huge amount of duplication. Okay? Mm-hmm. Huge amount. So,
yeah. Well, I read something the other day.
Some part of the idea.
Yeah, no, and it's inspiration, I suppose, you know, to kind of just copying. But I read something the other day, I'm trying to think where I saw it, but they were saying that, like, if you look at your competitors or people who are in the same field as you, you know, and you, like, avoid them or you don't, like, support their businesses, what you're doing is you're actually isolating yourself from a community. So it could be, like, a community of graphic designers, a community of
salespeople.
So maybe that's a different perspective. Yeah.
No, but you see, I mean, you have to be inclusive. You have to, I mean, like, I always made a rule, you know, even, you know, wherever I've lived, you know, I shop with people who do business with me first.
Yeah.
You know, if my best friend has a business, I'll support him. If my other friends have businesses, I'll support them first. If we all do that, then we're all supporting each other. But it's about supporting each other. I mean, you know, I remember when I worked in the Limerick Leader, you know, I had one client who was God rest him, he was a big shoe shop in Limerick, but I wouldn't buy shoes anywhere else. Because he did the ads of me, I bought shoes off him.
Yeah. Name of the game. It's just like a no-brainer, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But, you know, so we support those that support us.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. So then for, not that 2020 has kind of taken the wind out of your sails at all, but for 2021, what are you looking at? Like, what's the plans?
Well, worldwide domination can't happen until 2023. But anyway.
I'll put it in the calendar.
We will have hopefully 9 magazines by 2022. I'm hoping to open up the UK. In breaking down the tourism regions in the UK. I would love the opportunity to bring Go Wild to the world. We will be doing a major competition, which will happen next year, which will go viral worldwide. Trust me. It'll be the biggest competition in Ireland.
Do I get a spoiler on this episode or do I have to invite you back on?
It will involve going wild in Ireland.
Oh,
okay.
Sounds like a regular Tuesday for you, Bobby.
Regular Tuesday, yeah. But no, it'll be good. Hopefully, we'll get a huge response to it. It'll be the ultimate dream for a couple. That's all I'll say about Ireland. Okay?
Yeah, exciting.
And then, it'll so that's professionally. Look, what about personally for you? Anything that you... Like, you're in Spain now, is that right?
Personally, yes, I'm in Spain right now, yeah. Personally, no, I'm very happy personally. I have to say, I'm very happy. My son works in Northern Trust in Limerick. My daughter is a very happy hairdresser in Kelowna in Canada. So yeah, I suppose in life right now, I'm quite blessed.
Yeah, you're grateful. I think though, whenever you see somebody who gives in abundance, that you can see that they have a sense of gratitude. And that was one thing that like stood out to me about you, was that like you were just like so generous with your ideas. And like, I just want to help you, Siobhan. I'm like, I need all the help I can get. Thanks, Mill.
Yeah, but I mean, but if you've got the ideas, give them. You know, ideas are just thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's all. They circle around all day. So we just give them out. There you go. There's an idea. You know, so it's like that guy I spoke about, Matthew. Matthew just emailed me this morning and said, look, Bob, have you got any other tourism contacts? Or is there anybody I can... I said, yeah, of course. Here. Oh, there's a few contacts. See? So now he's gone off today. He has a new purpose and he's going off chasing those contacts that he didn't have yesterday. That might just get him another step up the ladder. And that's great.
It's so good. It's so good. So what's the culture like then in your company?
The culture in the company, well, we're all, the company is spread all over the world. My designer is in Vancouver. He's Irish. My editor is in London. She's Irish. We don't just hire Irish, funnily enough, but they're all Irish. The entire team are freelance. We've six salespeople in Ireland, all freelance, okay? All freelance contractors. We do a great job together, and then we disappear, and then we do another great job together, and then we disappear again. So they've all got other stuff going on in their lives. So Go Wild, we only print between March and August in a normal year. So, you know, it's, again, they all
get an opportunity. It must be a culture of trust, though, is it? Sorry. It must be a culture of...
Yeah, well, we all... I work with very good people. Mm. I work with really, really trustworthy, hardworking people who love to provide high quality. That's what they love to provide. And that's what I love to see them doing. You know, I mean, our designer is a genius. Our editor is brilliant, you know. So they do the hard work. I just kind of, I suppose, pull the strings. If that's the correct term.
The maestro.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, I'm the connector, yeah. I connect the dots. Join the dots. There we go. That's I joined the dots. Yeah, I'm the chief bottle washer.
I'd say you're a little bit more than that. But listen, I think that like people will really take a lot. I've taken so much. Well, I take so much from all our conversations. But you've given so many nuggets of wisdom there. And you're as generous.
I read them all from the book. You know that?
No, you're not. Plagiarism, is it?
Okay.
No, I'm so grateful, and definitely, I'd love you to come back on in a few months and give us an update, maybe when Ireland's out of lockdown, and we can have a chat.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, look, I'd love to come back on, because, you know, the update will hopefully be that, you know, tourism is back, even if it's on a staycation basis, because there's a huge demand. I mean, I've spoken to a few clients already, and, like, they're inundated with bookings. I mean, the west coast of Ireland is going to be hit with people from Dublin, just so you know. Okay?
Well, listen, I was trying to book something for my family. So we're like this big extended family. We're looking for like, you know, an area or something that would like have like, you know, different holiday homes, you know, where you could have like 25 people go stay in different houses, but I just can't find them. They're just like booked out. So it's good for them, terrible for me.
Yeah, but there's a place in Wicklow, which is called Hidden Valley. I think it's called Hidden Valley. Check it out. There's so many. Quite a few.
Yeah, there is.
I'll send you on a few links.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll appreciate it. It's all my family. But listen, thank you so much for today. I really appreciate it. And I think everybody's going to love it. So I'm looking forward to getting everyone's feedback.
Okay. It's been my pleasure chatting to you.